Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, this is killing me. We're almost out of time with Lindsey Williams, but he'll be on with us tomorrow on the Nightly News, and I'll have excerpts for him on the radio the next day. Running through it, Lindsey, gold. What did they tell you? Where's gold going? 800 bucks 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 1750 now. Where's gold going?
They have an agenda for gold. In 2008, at the beginning of the previous administration, gold was $800 an ounce. Today, gold is approximately $1,700, $1,750. By 2016, gold is going to $3,000 an ounce. People, I begged you years ago to buy it. The currency of the elite is gold and silver. I am pleading with you now, and I don't sell it. You'll have to get it from Alex's sponsor. Again, 38% of the people in the United States of America are on some sort of a check from the government every month, whether it be Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, food stamps, Social Security.
It's a time bomb. We gotta go to calls. Soros.
At the end of 4 years, 70% of the people in the United States of America, they ought to have an agenda planned that 70% will be on some sort of a check every month. There will never be another honest election in the United States of America.
Incredible. Real fast, let's go to Mark in Colorado, 1360 listener there in Denver. Mark, thanks for holding. Quick question.
Thank you, Alex. And real quick for you, Alex, double bubble chewing gum. Not all of their varieties have sugar-free are sugar. But
thanks a million, bro. We're almost out of time. You got a question for Lindsey?
What can the average Joe like me, Mr. Williams, do to fight these evil New World Order? Is there anything at all I can do, sir, to help fight against these evil people?
Yes, there is a multitude of things you can do, and I can't give them in 2 minutes.
Get prepared, get right with God, learn how to be self-sufficient, and get some good friends.
Done all that. How about you, Mr. Williams? What do you say, sir?
You definitely have got to know how to be prepared, yeah. And it includes a whole lot more than just food and water. You're going to have to make preparations as far as your personal... I just don't know how to give this in a moment's time.
Yeah, that's why I answered the question for him, sir. Appreciate the call. David in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Quick question.
Thank you. Gentlemen are really bringing up a lot of questions with our financial solvency right now. You're starting to answer the question that I have. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm carrying this on the newsunit.com, also your transmissions. And my question is regarding the big topic of gold and silver, which you're just sort of getting into here. And we're watching it kind of go off the fiscal cliff right now on the charts as it's diving down today. Does Lindsey think that they're going to try to manipulate that price lower so that the elite can get in and buy these sort of protecting type assets, you know, the same thing that we should be doing here as the middle class? Does he think that they're going to be manipulating these prices so that they can, in fact, take advantage of this fiscal cliff and in turn also get profits from this financial
cliff? Do bears live in the woods? Thank you for the great question, Lindsey.
Yes. Don't pay any attention to the fact that it goes up and down from time to time. They want to scare the average person out of it. But I have been given the figure. In 2016, you will have it up to $3,000. So don't pay any attention to some drops. Take advantage of them and get in when you can.
All right. One more call here, moving quickly, or maybe two. Matt in Kansas, quick question.
Yeah, Lindsey, I was wanting to know if your elite contact is giving you any indications on what they fear as far as the people's movement.
Yes, they're very concerned about an out-of-control president. Now, please, bear with me. I'm just giving you what they're telling me. You can't imagine the emails I've received from my elite friend talking about how the elite themselves, especially the old-time elite, are concerned about a president that is haughty, arrogant, thinks he has the tiger by the tail right now, and is like a bull in a china shop, completely out of control, and even they don't know what to do with him in some instances.
But what do they fear from the people? I mean, you said it last time, us getting organized and angry, right?
The last thing in the world that they want is civil war. The last thing they want is civil uprisings. They want to bring in the New World Order according to their plan. They may not be able to do it, but yet on the other hand, that's what they want.
Yeah, that's why they don't like Obama, because he's so communist and hates guns so much. He may start a civil war trying to get the guns. Lindsey, we're going to talk to you tomorrow.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax
nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Fox sports columnist that we've covered in the first hour has come out and said you are a member of the KKK, if you're in the NRA, or a gun owner. And has called for the ban of firearms for the American people. Bob Costas, as you know, then went and quoted him and said he, quote, agreed with everything that he had said and then read it word for word off of a teleprompter. All of that news is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the video and the audio of all of it. And the establishment thinks you're so dumb that the Republicans have come out with $960 billion in tax increases on the middle class, the $600 billion in deduction of the deductions, and the Obamacare 3.8% tax on investments. Investments, and that means your 401k. Unbelievable. And that's being called conservative. That's the compromise. Obama wants dictatorial power to have Congress just sign away the power of the purse to him when he's already operating like that on so many fronts. They're all just complete fronts. And here is Max Kaiser with his big front page in the mighty London Independent. Max Kaiser, Barack Obama is clueless. Mitt Romney will bankrupt the country. And that's exactly what he actually said back in November. He wants to talk some about this article, but he obviously predicted that Obama would be the winner. But, I mean, to say that Obama is clueless, I mean, we know Max doesn't really really believe that, and that's Robert Chambers or Chalmers saying that. So we're going to get former, well, now retired stockbroker, top stockbroker, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, virtual trading specialist used in a lot of stock markets in the world today. It really needs no introduction here. But so much is going on. Here's an interesting one. McClatchy Newspapers, I just can't get over this. Headline, Al-Qaeda linked group, Syrian rebels, once denied, now key to anti-Assad victories. When they admit our government's giving surface-to-air missiles to Al-Qaeda, that they're the groups making people suicide bomb or they kill their families, and this is the height of morality now. But I've got to give my rights up or Al-Qaeda will kill me. And here's some of the other news. TSA seeks permission to conduct safety assessments on highways. TSA is creating and maintaining a watch list of Americans who violate its policies, breaking the whole Trayvon Martin situation now with the bloodied photos. Why did the media cover that up in the government? Because they want to get racial division in this country. That is just some of what we've got. And then dealing with the financial fiscal cliff that Max Keiser has been talking about. Earlier, I read the headlines out of England. I'm looking for that article right now, where the Bank of England head said this is like a world war. It is so bad, and basically said there's no way to pay things off. Here it is. I actually found it. We can document cam shot this for TV viewers. This is as bad as a world war. Bank of England boss's grim view of financial crisis, which has left a debt that will be paid by our grandchildren. It's not meant to be paid. It's mega banks putting out derivatives that we then back up with the Federal Reserve. Europe's doing the same thing. $40 billion a month paid directly to the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. And now we're hearing the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, who ran disgusting ads during the football on Thanksgiving, literally saying J.P. Morgan Chase brought you Thanksgiving. And free markets when they're one of the biggest recipients of corporate welfare. You can see their plan, global banker occupation. You can see it all now, totally naked in our face. And we have now entered the la-la land. Max Keiser, where on earth are we going? Break down the points I've made because you've said that you believe by April, that's now only 3 or 4 months away, that it's going to be clear that we are in a full-bore collapse. What is your overall take since you were on a month ago?
Oh, yeah, five months away to April. Holding to my prediction, Alex Jones, that he will have a catastrophic event. And the question was, what would be the trigger? You know, on this show, your show, we talk about the potential trigger points. And one that I mentioned a couple of months ago, which is now on the radar of a lot of people, is in Japan, because Japan has the worst debt situation in the world. And they're bringing in a new government in a couple of weeks who has publicly stated that he wants to bring in a quadrillion in yen printing, and he wants to kill the Japanese yen, which would possibly be the first of the G7 nations to enter into a hyperinflationary currency collapse. So I'm, you know, that's kind of where I'm putting my chips right now. I think the global currency collapse could start in Japan, and I'm sticking to my timeline of the next 5 months. I want to direct your attention to something that just came out a couple of days ago. In Switzerland now, they've introduced negative interest rates. This is something I predicted on your show, and a couple of others have predicted, for a year ago or so. And so if you keep your money in a Swiss bank, they charge you to keep your money in a Swiss bank. It's a negative interest rate. This is a form of a capital control. They don't want people putting their money into Switzerland. So if you're trying to escape, let's say you're a Japanese yen investor and you're trying to escape the yen and you want to put your money in Switzerland, the Swiss government will charge you to keep your money in a Swiss money market or cash account. And right now there are 6 countries in Europe that charge negative interest rates, with Switzerland charging a negative up to a half a percentage point to a point on 2-year paper. And there's 5 other countries that offer negative interest rates. So this idea of putting your money someplace where it's going to be safe, Well, these countries have figured this out, and they're charging you to keep your money in the bank. So not only do you have inflation to deal with, but you have the fact that the banks are now openly confiscating your money using negative interest rates. This, of course, will come to the United States soon enough, and so it'll come to the UK as well. Here's another big story from Just Breaking, which is part of what we talked about on your show before. You know, Corrections Corps of America, the company that is the biggest private prison operator in America, the company that just did a deal with 48 states in America saying that we'll take your prison business from you and we'll run your prisons if you guarantee 98% occupancy. That is to say, you put people in prison. Well, it just came out that Corrections Corps of America is using gangs to run their prisons. So this is like a gang Ponzi scheme where the gangs run the prisons to go out to go and put more gangs in prison to run the prison.
And then they rotate them out back on the street to be protected by the police, the certain groups to run the drugs, to launder it back through the megabanks publicly who've been caught and don't get in trouble, who then own the subsidiary private prisons. So it's an absolute full-spectrum dominance program.
And you can buy stock in Corrections Corps of America, and you know, the elites that Lindsey Williams talks about, I mean, they buy stock in Corrections Corps of America. So they it's like buying stock on a plantation from Antebellum South, if you wanted to, or buying stock in Auschwitz. Hey, wouldn't that be a great idea? You could buy stock in Auschwitz. Of course, I'm sure if Goldman Sachs had an opportunity, they would take Auschwitz public.
A lot of the megabanks did fund Hitler, as you know, and then people like my grandfather, they weren't allowed to bomb whole sectors that had Ford and GM factories and slave camps. So because the war was a huge profit on both sides.
And let's take a look at the global debt situation since we were on last. The G7 countries, they've moved from having a debt to GDP of 375% debt to GDP ratio. It's now at 415% debt to GDP ratio. And here's the story and the methodology and the psychosis. Ben Bernanke talks about deflation, and he therefore jacks interest rates down to near 0%. In fact, by putting interest rates near 0%, he causes deflation. He causes now the insurance industry has stated that because interest rates are so low, they can no longer operate as insurance companies. So if you don't have insurance, you don't have private property. If you don't have private property, you don't have capitalism. So the insurance industry is now saying we can't operate with this low interest rate environment. So that's a form of deflation. The wages are getting completely scrubbed. There hasn't been any wage growth in years. That's a form of deflation. And so Bernanke says we're going to lower interest rates to fight deflation. But in fact, by lowering interest rates, he's guaranteeing deflation. At the same time, he is creating, and this is a remarkable statistic, the bond market in America is at a 240-year high. The bond market in the United Kingdom is at a 300-year high. Never have bonds in 300 years in this country, United Kingdom, have been higher than they are now, or in 240 years in America than they are right now. That is a classic bubble. When people say, well, what about this idea that interest rates are going to go higher? Interest rates will go higher when this bond bubble collapses. And this is part of what I'm saying in the next 5 months, the trigger that will create the cascade, the domino effect, probably starting in Japan, toward a global sovereign bond collapse, which means interest rates, which are the inverse of a bond price, go up dramatically, and that's your...
Why is the Bank of England head saying this is Armageddon?
Well, he's now leaving. Mervyn King is on the way out. They're bringing this Canadian in. You know, here's a perfect example of what you talk about, the New World Order. The fact that you can just plug and play and take a Canadian central banker and stick it into a British institution, the Bank of England, without anyone questioning, well, who are they answering to? They're not answering to the sovereign in which they work. They're answering to a global banking establishment. If you can just take the Canadian central banker and put him into London, then they're going to take, who's going to fill the London central, the Canadian central bank? That'll probably be somebody from the global banking establishment.
And that's like Ireland. It's like Greece. It's like Italy. They just appoint not just the bankers, but the presidents and prime ministers now, and then brag we're in a world government in hundreds of newspapers, but then have the Southern Barbary Law Center say you're a terrorist if you talk about it. And they tell the police and training manuals none of it exists, and the cops are like the general public, don't even know how to tie their shoelaces. They believe it. I mean, it is, and the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly, and I've got to give my rights up. If I'm downtown shooting video, cops come over and say, you can't videotape, you might be Al-Qaeda. Well, the government runs Al-Qaeda, and the cop doesn't even know what continent he's on. We'll be back. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Whitlock of Fox Sports says, if you own a gun or remember the NRA, you are a KKK racist, period. Bob Costas picks up his column and agrees that, you know, handguns should basically be banned and guns are causing crime. And now Piers Morgan, we were just talking about foreigners being sent to run England, foreigners being sent to run other countries. That's the New World Order. Piers Morgan has called for a ban of all semi-autos. On CNN, CNN anchor rants about gun control. So there you go. I mean, you know, and again, it's amazing that this is what we live under. That's up at Infowars.com. right now. Long segment coming up. We're going to air a special report on the Second Amendment that Aaron and I put together, and then go back to Max here with us. And I'm excited to announce that Max is going to start doing 10-minute special reports for InfoWars Nightly News once a week, as well as joining us a few times a month. We're very honored to have him do that. And I should add that you should follow him at Twitter. And also MaxKaiser.com. And we're going to put it up on screen, Max. It's at MaxKaiser. Very, very simple to follow you at Twitter. And I'm Real Alex Jones, and I've got a at Prison Planet, but I don't know why I don't have a at Real Alex Jones. We'll figure that out. But at MaxKaiser, everybody should follow him there for all the updates. And I hope you're wrong, but I do see massive preparations for this. And look at this. Cops to Congress. We need logs of Americans' text messages. CNET News, guilty until proven innocent. Feds telling states to pass laws allowing highway checkpoints. TSA announces highway checkpoints in all 50 states. They're announcing capital controls that you won't be able to leave the country now if they say you owe money. I mean, this is becoming Nazi Germany, Max Kaiser.
Well, it's not the capital controls. It's not just even trying to leave money, leave the country across borders. It's the central banks don't trust each other. That's why the lending is not being made. A lot of people are complaining that the banks are not lending enough to stimulate business because the banks are hoarding cash, and they're hoarding cash because they don't trust each other, because they know that a credit freeze like in 2008 or a collapse, as I'm predicting will come, they need that money on hand to pay themselves, basically, and they don't trust each other. This is another reason why since 2009 the central banks have been buying gold. This year, they're going to be buying over 500 tons of gold. That's just the central banks. Also, starting next year, Alex, the Basel Agreement will classify gold for banks as a tier one asset, which means that you can borrow 100 cents on the dollar against gold that you own. So another big buyer of gold in 2013 will be banks.
And China's doing it. Universities are doing it. Soros is doing it while simultaneously bad-mouthing it. I mean, a lot of this, for me, signals a bull market in gold.
Well, China is due to surprise everybody when they announce their official reserve figures. They officially have 1,051 tons, but now it's pretty much an open secret that they have at least 3,000 tons. They're the biggest gold producer in the world, the biggest gold miner in the world. None of the gold leaves China. There was a report that came out a couple of weeks ago proving or suggesting or indicating that no gold bar circulating in the vaults of any of the banks around the world have any Chinese stamps on them, because China does not let this gold leave China. They're out all over the world accumulating gold. They want to get enough gold in-house to give them protection against that huge reserve of dollars that they have. They have $3 trillion. Paper money reserves, over a trillion of that.
They're massively hedging with gold, and who else is doing that? Basically everybody.
Well, Mexico has increased their gold position by thousands of percentage points. Korea's been buying gold. Every central bank in the world, many of the central banks in the world are buying gold. Some are famously not buying gold, like the Bank of England sold.
What about all the fake tungsten? I heard you talking about that 5 years ago. It's surfacing in vaults and government and private central banks everywhere.
Well, when the paper money collapses, you know, tungsten's not that bad a thing to have. You know, I mean, anything that's not paper is going to be valuable against a paper money apocalypse that's coming. But the tungsten has been an issue for years and years. I mean, it's one of another concern. I mean, you need to keep your head up and make sure you don't.
Sure. My point is the gold covered tungsten is surfacing everywhere.
The big gold market, and it's not enough of an issue to alter these big trends that we're seeing.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that shows that these Western banks don't have as much gold as they said they have.
Well, the bigger problem is that they've leased it out. This is why a lot of the gold in central bank vaults that they've leased out, now there's a big question mark whether that gold is actually there. Now, to contrast this with what we saw in the United States a couple of weeks ago, when it was thought that...
Okay, Max, we're going to break. Your mic's distorting just a tad. You may want to back off it a bit. We're going to have a special report on guns and the attack on them, and then back to...
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Bob Costas has responded to my call that he be fired if he does not apologize. And obviously others have been calling for that as well. He put out one clarification last night that basically said we were too stupid to understand what he was saying. So another slap in the face. We have a video about that up on InfoWars.com. We're about to premiere a detailed analysis of this and then go back to Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. He then went on in the new USA Today that has a transcript of here on the Dan Patrick Show today, this morning, saying that sometimes the quality of those who oppose you speaks for itself. And then he wanted to talk about racist. So now everything's racist. If you don't, you just say racist. It's like, oh, you want to own guns? You're racist. So he just said, well, there's some racism. And then he goes on to say a discussion should ensue about the football culture, which is totally degenerate nowadays. And he added the gun culture. So they're trying to blame guns for the gangster culture. Domestic violence. So now guns are domestic violence. Those issues should be discussed if we're looking for some kind of elusive perspective. Some more arrogant statements here. So not a real apology, but he's gone from saying, oh, let me correct misinterpretations to, oh, let me correct mistakes, to, but still, you shouldn't be able to own guns. So you need to be fired, Costas, okay? And everybody knows who you are. And there's going to be a boycott of the NFL. because they authorized what you did. Same thing NBC. And Fox is, this all started with their columnist on Fox Sports saying the Second Amendment needs to be banned and anybody that owns guns are racist and whites are basically inherently bad people. And I guess that's what you see out of Rupert Murdoch right there. Just unbelievable how disgusting this is. We're going to air a report I did with Aaron Dykes on this premiering here. And then we're going to go right back to Max Keiser with where he, how he sees the collapse unfolding. Because unfortunately, it looks like he may be right, and it's an engineered collapse, and ways we can protect ourselves with Max Keiser. But first, here's this report.
People who have credibility with young people should be on the television telling these youngsters that it's wrong to carry a gun.
Ultimate tragedy, bloodied and dead. Javon Belcher's action. Handguns do not enhance our safety.
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
The assault weapons ban made sense.
Well, the establishment's war against the right to keep and bear arms and the rest of our Bill of Rights is now reaching a high tide mark. You can make no mistake, Bob Costas during Sunday Night Football on NBC was declaring war on the Second Amendment.
You want some actual perspective on this? Well, a bit of it comes from the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock. Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead.
And make no mistake, he was reading off a teleprompter at that time, and his remarks had all been pre-approved.
Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it.
Turning the NFL into even more of a propaganda tool of the authoritarians that control Washington, D.C.
If Javon Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
Leave it to NBC and Bob Costas to take a tragic event and try to capitalize on it to destroy the Second Amendment of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Coming out and blaming a tragic shooting on the Second Amendment is asinine. It's like blaming obesity on spoons and forks, but that's exactly what he did. Costas really thinks we're stupid when he says, you know, there's a gun culture in the NFL. You mean the thug culture that's in the NFL? Pit bull fights and all the rest of it? You mean that culture? They're trying to claim that the American gun culture is the thug culture that's in the NFL. Don't blame us for your culture of drugged out of their mind athletes on pain pills and psychotropic drugs like Prozac known to cause psychotic breaks, and men who have had concussions after concussions after concussions going home and killing their families. And you notice Bob Costas says, I know in the days to come the NFL may get blamed, but you can't deny it's guns. If there wouldn't have been guns, this wouldn't have happened. He's saying, let's blame the Second Amendment. Let's blame one of the few rights left in this country. Let's not blame the NFL and the decadent gladiatorial spectacle it's become. The bureaucracy that's hijacked this country admits they're coming after our firearms. They have told us that they are doing this.
Part of it is seeing if we can get an assault weapons ban reintroduced.
Obama, 4 years ago, told supporters that he doesn't like bitter clingers, people that cling to their Second Amendment.
That's not the Second Amendment. They get bitter. They cling to guns or religion.
Think of how stupid the gun grabbers think you are. They point out the violence that's going on in the youth of this country in places like Chicago and New York that have the highest crime rates in the United States, where they've completely banned guns for the general public. And then they point at Chicago and New York and say that's the reason that we need to turn our guns in places like Texas.
Frankly, in my hometown of Chicago, there's an awful lot of violence. And they're not using AK-47s, they're using cheap handguns.
It's incredible. They take the guns, the crime rates explode in those areas, while the crime rates drop in areas all over the United States where you have a high rate of legal, lawful gun ownership. I expected the victim disarmament anti-defense crowd to come out and use this tragedy. But to see the NFL, NBC, via their frontman Bob Costas do it, lets you know that they are blowing the bugle, that they are charging in on our Second Amendment, and all the facts prove that that is what is now happening.
None of us are under any illusion that reinstating that ban would be easy. And so what we focused on is existing laws.
If the president would stage Fast and Furious, shipping guns into Mexico to demonize the Second Amendment and call for a gun ban, they will use any crisis out there to restrict our guns.
Trafficking illegal firearms, sending them across a border, is illegal. That's something that we can stop. And so our focus is to work with Secretary Napolitano.
Keep in mind, he did it. He shipped the guns. Now the reports are beginning to come out that Obama may use executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment because he can't get Congress to do it. He's already done that on cybersecurity. He's already done that shutting down power plants. He's already said NATO and the UN command our military. He is becoming a dictator more and more. They have asked the media to go out and blame everything on our right to keep and bear arms.
People who have credibility with young people should be on the television telling these youngsters that it's wrong to carry a gun.
So what you're seeing is part of the brainwashing that Attorney General Holder called for more than 15 years ago and is calling for again.
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And the fact that Costas would be authorized to do something like this during Sunday football with the NFL lets you know they mean business. A corporate company man like Costas, you know he got it approved. So this is the NFL and NBC endorsing an attack on one of the few basic liberties that America has left. Unbelievably outrageous, and signals a coordinated attack on the Second Amendment. And if we won't speak out against this now, if we won't demand that Bob Costas at least apologize for using this tragedy, we're going to lose our Second Amendment. Now, Hank Williams Jr. said this country was turning into a dictatorship, and he was fired.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly.
All we're asking for is that Bob Costas apologize and that the NFL repudiate what was said, as well as NBC. But if that is not done, I promise you this, and over 150 million other gun owners in this country do as well. We are not going to rest until the NFL loses a large portion of their audience and NBC sponsors or boycotted. It's time to turn off the NFL. It's time to turn off NBC. And it's time to stop watching that little globalist frontman, Bob Costas. It's time to take it personal when they try to take our guns. That's why I'm calling for everyone to mail spoons with a note explaining to NBC that blaming guns for crime is like blaming spoons for fat people. And it's time to mail Bob Costas spoons. We're going to put the address under this video in the links below. And it's time to call the sponsors of NBC and the NFL and to let them know you're not going to support them either. It's time for the American people to stand up. It's time for the sleeping giant that is the United States of America to rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution. These are our rights, and you are not going to steal them. Do you understand this? The Second Amendment is the line in the sand. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com. All right, that video will be live the next 10 minutes at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I will tweet it out at The Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. And again, also follow Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com. Again, I apologize to Max for airing that, but Aaron stayed up all night to get it done, and then we wanted it for the first hour, but we were behind, and so we aired it now. We're always honored to have Max Keiser, but it's good to have that in the middle of the report as well. You've got the floor till we go to break, Max. Any comments on the gun thing? But getting back into your bold prediction that the collapse is really going to accelerate in April, you've already broken down why that's happening. We've got the head of the Bank of England saying what you're saying now. You're in England right now. That's pretty creepy. So tell us what it'll look like and where it goes from there.
Hey, well, first of all, O.J. Simpson didn't have a gun. Didn't stop him from killing his wife.
Wow, that's incredible. I actually made that point in the video, but Aaron cut it out for some reason. Yeah, Nicole Simpson, she did a nice with a concealed carry when OJ or whoever it was brought that knife to a gunfight.
Yeah. Well, wasn't Bob Costas involved in a pedophile scandal with Sandusky for a while? He had him on his show, and they were trying to cover that up for a while until Sandusky got on the show and basically admitted he was a pedophile. And then Bob had, well, you see that image of him all shaken up, like, oh, my God, I invited a pedophile on my show. And then he tried to, you know, talk his way out of it. So this guy's a loser. But anyway, talking about the collapse of the, you know, central bank system and fiat currencies around the world, this is, as I say, baked into the cake. Now, I believe we're going to see it by April of 2013. If I'm wrong, I will happily admit that I was wrong on my timing. You know, the trends are still there and still in place. Somebody else will get the timing perhaps better than I have. I'm going to stick to my timing. But, you know, in the United States, it's remarkable that 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, to give you an idea of the disconnect people have with what's happening in the central banks on Wall Street, remember when there was a threat they were going to close down the producer of Twinkies. And then within an hour, Twinkies were selling for $8,000 a Twinkie on eBay. Now, that gives you an idea of the disconnect in the United States that the average person has with what the values are that run the system versus what the intrinsic value of a Twinkie actually is. So, you know, you had this remarkable explosion of Twinkie buying on eBay because people were scared that suddenly Twinkies would not be available anymore. And then that mania passed six hours or 10 hours later, and it was on to some other mania. You know, people, of course, would probably get totally caught up in an NFL game over the weekend where they can watch steroid-driven drug addicts pound each other over the head for $1 million a quarter.
It's true.
You know, so they're just going from distraction to distraction. But meanwhile, the main theme here that I'm going to emphasize is the central banks themselves that for 30, 40 years were colluding in pushing a financialization, a transactionalization, a world that where work and labor was replaced with technocracy and money, they no longer trust each other. That is a fundamental difference today. Started in 2009 after the big collapse of 2008, and we know that they don't trust each other because they themselves are the biggest buyers of gold. Now, here's the big moment that's going to change everything is when central banks who are now issuing money or creating money through quantitative easing to buy government bonds, one of those central banks is going to break ranks and they're going to start printing money to buy gold. And that will be the moment when gold starts to go on a magnificent tear on the upside and the global sovereign bond market starts to collapse. Because one of these banks is going to say, enough is enough. The obvious contenders are China and Russia. Those are the obvious contenders. The obvious contenders for a currency collapse, hyperinflation, we see in Japan and in the UK. The UK is has 900% debt to GDP. It's one of the worst in the world. So that's why we're here, because we're covering the collapse in London. And since we've been here, as you pointed out, the rhetoric coming out of the Bank of England is that quantitative easing doesn't work anymore. The debts are unsustainable and the economy is collapsing and there's very little that anyone can do. So that's pretty much the scenario up to this point.
How is raising all these massive taxes in Europe and the United States going to fix things? They're not idiots. They know when they raise taxes on the poor and middle class, it's going to make these countries like Greece, Ireland, Spain, the United States go into cardiac arrest. But that's what they're doing. The Republicans and Democrats are debating how much taxes to raise instead of talking about trying to rebuild the country. What's your take on that?
Well, raising taxes will not increase the tax take at the end of the year because it'll put more people and companies out of business than any incremental gain on a marginal tax increase. So net-net, the tax take is going to be worse. The reason I point to April of 2013 as my target date for the collapse is because I think the tax revenues reported for 2013 in the United States will be shockingly underestimates. And this will forced the major rating agencies, Moody's, S&P, and Fitch, to downgrade the U.S. government bond. They've already downgraded it once. We think we're going to downgrade that again.
But the establishment knows that, so they want to destroy the country.
But the establishment is buying gold. That's what I'm saying. They're buying gold and silver, and because they don't trust each other, and they know that in extremis, even Alan Greenspan famously said that we learned from the collapse of Germany in the 40s that in extremis, only gold is counted as money. And Alan Greenspan, of course, is the maestro of the central bank that is the creator of the bubbles that of course, are the monster that ate the global economy. So for him to even point this out is quite significant. And this is unknown amongst those who understand the history of banking and money, that when you have this type of crisis, gold is really the only extinguisher of debt, is one way to
sure,
put it.
Sure, and they can continue to kind of put things off, but there's still that slow slide. I mean, the economy worldwide is getting worse and worse. I want to come back and ask you, Max.
Well, the slow slide, it's deceptive because if you look at a chart like Enron, remember Enron, the stock went from $2 to $90.
Do it. Stay there. Explain it to us on the other side, and then I want to ask you, will these globalists get away with it, or is there any way to arrest them, and then how would you fix the economy? We'll be right back with Max Keiser.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
A little bit of overdrive here into the next hour with Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Christmas is here. It's time to wake folks up. We've got the new issue of InfoWars magazine that will be sold out by the end of the day if you want to buy it in bulk at cost. You can also get a 12-issue subscription, a great gift to give people. If 12 magazines, glossy, full of info, won't wake them up, not much will. We're also selling 10 PrisonPlanet.tv memberships for the price of one, so you can give them to friends and family, handle all your shopping, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have the Pro Pures until December 10th at 15% off the great water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to Max Keiser. Okay, Max, go ahead. You've got the floor with the point you were making about any way to arrest these bankers, any way to bring them to justice, but you were making another point as well.
Yeah, no, the guests on your show you've had, and we've talked about this collapse coming, and the question always is when, and I think that it's, you know, if you're standing on the surface of the earth, you know, it's tough to see that you're actually standing on a round object because it's a very large object. And this crisis is very large. But when it happens, it'll happen quite quickly because this is an historic bubble we're talking about for bonds. For, you know, you have to go back and compare it to, let's say, the tulip bulb mania in Holland in 1634. The price of tulip bulbs went from 1.5 to 60 to zero. In France, during the Mississippi bubble, the stock in that Ponzi scheme went from 500 to 18,000 to zero. The South Sea bubble of 1720, the stock went from 100 to 1,000 to 100. Then more recently, with Enron, the stock went from $2 to 90 to zero. What I'm saying is that the government bonds in America, the U.S. Treasury bond, has never been higher in 240 years. The Treasury bond in the UK has never been higher in 300 years. And when this bubble pops, it'll collapse by 50, 60, 70% with lightning speed, as we've seen with these other historic bubbles. So it'll be too late to do anything at that time. You have to be prepared beforehand. And if you want proof of what I'm saying is true, look at what these central banks are doing. Since 1971, they were net sellers of gold and they bought paper. But from 2009, after the collapse of 2008 of Lehman Brothers, they became net buyers of gold. They're buying over 500 tons this year. And because they don't trust each other, because they know this bubble is about to pop. I always go with the money. I go with the smart money. China has the money. And they're smart enough to be buying gold. The central bankers have the money, and pretty soon they're going to be issuing money to buy gold instead of the bonds that are in this huge bubble. And so those are the factors that we see in front of our face. And we know that when this bubble pops, this historic bubble, like NASDAQ, from 1981 to 2000, it went from 100 to 5,000, then crashed to 1,500. In Nikkei, remember the Nikkei bubble from 1970 to 1992, it went from 3,000 to 40,000, then crashed to 8,000. At one point, you had in Japan that the land under the royal palace was worth more than the entire state of California.
And once that happened more than 15 years ago, they've never come back in Japan. So you're saying there's going to be a treasury bubble go under?
We're in a bubble, treasury bubble. It's never – oh, my God. The 10-year U.S. Treasury bond has not been this high. That is to say,
you're saying it's coming to an end. It's obviously the biggest bubble in 300 years. You're saying it begins to pop or will pop coming up on April 15th or thereafter. How bad will it be?
It'll be the worst financial crisis in 100 years, 150 years. Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, I've talked to a lot of big insiders, including well-known billionaires, and they've said the word is all these companies are pulling back and digging in, and so there's a lot of signs this is coming. We're going to go to break, come back a little bit more with Max Keiser. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. You can follow Max at Max Keiser. I'm at Real Alex Jones.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.